think to get her ass over here. She's having difficulties putting her toy in.
Okay. God. Oh, God, I sat down and made it worse. Sitting down made it worse. Oh, my God. You're it laughing. Really does. And I'm, oh, Jesus. Or do I need to just, like, hold the microphone to my crotch?
You might have to.
Oh, my God. He's vibrating my asshole. Okay, you can hear it. So I'm just going to hold the microphone at my hoo-ha, and then you'll be able to hear all of this fun.
Okay. Oh, this is fucking surreal.
And welcome, everybody, to episode number 7 of the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink podcast. We have some special guests tonight, Ryan and Jen. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
We're doing good.
Uh-huh. Doing really good.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a fun show.
It's going to be a quite interesting show, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about a few things.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We got some swing talk, which we're going to discuss what happens when people switch up their boundaries, either prior to play or right in the middle. Uh-huh. And then we're going to discuss when one person in a couple leans poly and the other's monogamous.
Ah, okay.
So we're going to talk about that. And then we have a special social media segment that we're going to do. And we're going to talk about some crybabies on social media.
Oh, that's one's going to be really fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Love the crybabies.
Love them. And then we're going to do our kink segment, which is going to have all four of us discuss what happens when you're in a BDSM dynamic, but you're also swingers.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
It's going to be really good.
And in case you're wondering why Tink is awfully quiet tonight, she has a Lush 3 in her right now. Mm-hmm. And Ryan is controlling it. And yeah, this is like the quietest I've heard Tink in a long time. I might have to hire you full time, Ryan.
So I'm just gonna have to like walk around with the Lush in all the time.
If you be quiet, I guess. Yeah, that's how it's gonna work.
Oh my goodness, it's just gonna be interesting because certain times it like hits me like I can't talk. I mean, besides the fact that I can't talk to begin with, so it just makes it like 10 times worse.
That's for sure. All right, so let's get into the swing of things. And so, like I said in the intro, what happens, guys, when you're getting ready to play with somebody, mm-hmm, or, you know, another couple, and right before shit goes down, they're like, oh, well, we're not okay with this now. Or if it happens right in the middle of play and they switch things up, how do you respond to that?
That's a good one.
I think that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Fucking dumpster fire.
I mean, boundaries should always be discussed beforehand. I mean, we discuss our own boundaries over and over, you know, before any party. Not that we expect anything, but, right, you know, we go into it with a solid understanding of what each other is comfortable with. I mean,
I don't let anybody push me in a direction I don't want to go, nor is Jen going to let anybody push her in a direction she's not going to wants to go or comfortable with.
Okay, so,
and that goes with the other couple too. You know, we don't play with anybody that we haven't previously had some kind of discussion about, you know, boundaries and what they're comfortable with. And
I think we dropped out for a second there. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yeah, I think the internet said fuck you.
No.
Yeah. It's what I did.
But yeah.
Damn, vibrator's taking up all the Wi-Fi.
I think so.
That might be what's going on. I mean, because, you know.
Yeah.
You can hear that from outer space.
sending signals.
I can hear Jen's too.
Yeah, I mean,
he's controlling them both.
My goodness. At least you're capable of talking, though.
Yeah, this is gonna be a fun show. So, tell me, guys, what are some of your major boundaries that you discuss with other couples?
I mean, really, it's there's not a whole lot. You know, we're just same room. We're open to full swap, soft swap. I like to keep my booty to Ryan, though. that's one of my things that I won't share with other people.
Pedro has a sad face.
Can you blame me? Have you seen her ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, likewise.
I mean, I get it.
She'll let you smack it.
Well, yes, yeah. That's different. When I say I keep my booty to myself, I mean...
No anal.
Things in it.
Yeah. Yes, that's only saved for your man to be in there. I mean, that's kind of like we had our discussion last week where, like, I kind of felt the same way unless it was, like, someone who was, like, a designated partner that I knew who they were always with and we either played actively together or, like... We were in a situation where we had, you know, set up some kind of like a relationship kind of thing. Like if it was, you know, a poly situation.
And as long as he doesn't have like a horse dick.
Too. Well, yeah, because it's not going to fit. Like, sorry.
Yeah, that's a no for me for anal play.
Right?
No horse dick?
Yes.
No horse dick in the ass.
Okay, so no booty for Jen.
No booty.
Same room, full swap, soft swap.
That sounds like fun.
What about kissing? What's your stance?
I can't do anything without kissing. Like if like those couples that come up and say, "Oh, no kissing." Yeah, no. Sorry, fuck off. Like,
so you're on the same page as us then?
Yeah,
yeah. It's just like how can you deal with that?
Like my thing was is how do you build up? You know, like you're just gonna like cut dry. Like let's go fuck. Nothing else. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, my pussy ain't gonna get wet then.
I feel like maybe there's people that keep that to themselves for maybe intimacy purposes. Maybe there's just something that they want
keep something
to.
Else.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm not saying I don't agree with that, but I kind of think that's maybe where they're coming from.
Because I kind of feel like, I mean, if you're having sex with somebody else, isn't that pretty much like the most intimate you can be? So, like, I feel like
you would think
just kissing think is so. Not like that at all. They're not on the same playing field.
Well, you know, that's subjective, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so what would you guys, you know, say if, you know, you negotiated a play scene and all of a sudden somebody's like, yeah, about that, you know, we're going to not do that. Like, how's that make you feel?
Like not do what? I guess it would all depend on what they were.
Okay. So
create a scenario.
I think that's very situational.
I mean, we're very adaptable. I mean, I think anybody is. But if like you're pulling out like something off the wall or.
Okay. Let's paint a picture.
Yay.
Okay. Happy Let's get trees.
Arts and crafts out.
Yeah. We're going to do some Bob Ross in here.
Yay.
So.
Happy trees.
Happy trail.
Happy trees.
Oh, happy trees. I said happy trail. Let's lead the way.
So you're talking to a couple all night long, right? You're at the club, having a great time, chatting it up. This other couple is like hardcore, you know, we want to full swap. We want to do this. We want to do that. You get to the room, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know, I think... I only want to do soft swap now. Like
I could still that wouldn't be like a hard no or anything for me.
Agreed. And you know, again, I communication beforehand is always paramount in this. But that's not to say that, you know, somebody doesn't get uncomfortable with something during a situation. Like you never know, you know, until you're in a situation, you don't know how you're going to react to something. And if somebody ever becomes uncomfortable, then, you know, absolutely we're not going to you know, continue is something that not everybody is on board with.
Right.
But, you know, it's just,
I totally agree.
You would hope
that
these things would come up beforehand.
Right. Know? And that's kind of what I'm getting at. You know, like, if you've been chatting with this couple for hours and they're like talking all that shit, because you know how some of those couples are, they're just like, you know, I'm gonna lay it on you, girl, you know, and then, then you get in the room and they're like, I think I only want to go down on you, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
I mean, it's not a killer, but at the same time, it's like you're expecting one thing because of what they're saying and right. their actions. And then all of a sudden it's like, pump the brakes, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it wouldn't ruin my night. You know, I have a partner, a husband that I can always, you know, we don't have to swap.
She's got a vibrator. She don't
that's my that. Partner.
She's a vibrator.
Yeah, I mean, like, I totally agree with that, too. I mean, we go to parties and stuff mm-hmm. knowing that no matter what, like, we're going to fuck the shit out of each other. So mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter what happens. It just gets under my exactly. skin sometimes when people talk up a game and then completely bail, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if it was a complete bail, then like,
yeah,
you'd
get
be
scared,
a little bit.
All of a sudden you're looking for them and they're like, oh, sorry, we left 2 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's when I would be a little bit more, not like super peeved, but I'd be kind of like, well, what the fuck? Because like I was all getting excited and worked up for it and like preparing myself like, oh, this is going to happen. This is going to go down. This is going to be fun. And then to have it just fall apart, be kind of like, well, that kind of fucking sucks.
Okay, so say you do the swap, right? Like you're in the middle of it mm-hmm. and all of a sudden one of the other people in the other couple says, you know, I don't want you guys to be kissing.
That might kill the mood for me.
Yeah.
I think that could be a mood killer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, okay, I mean, we can definitely stop this right here then. And, you know, I'll.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I could recover.
Definitely. That would just like kill it for me.
Same. That would be instant. Like, Pedro goes bye-bye now.
Pedro's like, I'm no longer playing. Fuck this shit.
Yep. I'm taking my turtle shell and I'm going home. But yeah, so, I mean, like, obviously, I'm sure there's much... I'm sure there's much worse things that, you know, people have done. But I was just curious how other people handle it. Because, like, I know for me... Like, if it's the soft swap versus full swap thing, that doesn't really bother me because for the longest time, we would only soft swap because...
That's really all I was comfortable with.
Tink wasn't comfortable with full swap with a guy. So, I understand that part. The kissing thing, major, like, nope. Taking my shit and going home. And I think, like, another thing that would totally, like, piss me off is if... somebody tried being sneaky, like, with protection.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
That's, that kind of happened.
What?
Do tell.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Jim. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It was nobody in a group. I mean, it was just something that kind of happened. I mean, luckily it's someone that we know. Can we skip it?
She hates
her story. I don't want to go into detail on that.
Okay. We won't make you tell that story then.
All right. Thanks.
But it did happen to you guys, and it pisses you off, and it's not something you want to happen mid-play. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
No, never. It is always going to be something that will be discussed up front and demanded up front.
Demanded. I agree, because you don't fuck around with that.
Yeah, hell no. That's a no.
All right, so, Ryan, do you have anything that you think would cause an issue if something changed mid, you know, like mid-placing?
No, not, I mean, other than, like, if they, you know, all of a sudden said, the no kissing thing. Other than that, I can pretty much
kind of group and figure things out.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have a whole lot either. It's mainly like just those big things.
Yeah.
Or if, okay. The one thing that's not really like they're changing boundaries, but one thing that would stop a play session for me is if all of a sudden the woman like shows me no interest.
Oh yeah.
Like if she's just there to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you kind of feel like she was either being made to like play along or she just wasn't showing that interest in you.
Right.
You're not going to go and chase her.
I'm done.
Oh, hopefully you would realize that before it came to that kind of situation. No.
Honestly, dude, it has.
I mean, you would.
It's happened.
I know.
Yeah, it's the whole like leading up to, like especially like before parties, like the whole conversation and then flirting back and forth, and then you get to actually see each other in person, and then absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
it's still going. It's still going in there.
Yeah, like that's one thing that really gets under my skin is you know, pretending to flirt and be into me, and then we get in the room and it's like
fall flat.
Yeah, you know, I might as well just have a real doll sitting there.
Or what tends to happen too is like they end up going out with like somebody else.
Oh yeah, that happens to me.
And you're just like, what are you? What am I here for then? Like I thought we were talking, we were conversing, and things were gonna go down, and then you just left.
Well, you know, it's okay because
no, it's not.
As everyone says, this lifestyle is ruled by women.
I mean, it's true, so but that's still not okay.
We just have to bow down and accept what's offered to us.
Oh, what's offered?
I mean,
we are the goddesses, you know.
I mean, that's basically what everyone says, you know. Although Mr. Dennis in the Facebook group, I love his spunk. He always has something to say when people say shit like that.
Oh, yes. I know who we're talking about.
Yes, Mr. Nielsen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I know who, yeah.
He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. I've known him for, well, since we got into the lifestyle.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he used
Maybe
to.
That's why he looks familiar.
He used to be in Point of View.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But those are really the main things for me that will get me to be like, nope, donezo.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah. So I think we covered that on the swing topics there.
I think so.
So poly time, we're going to discuss what happens when one person leans poly or is poly and the other is monogamous.
Okay.
Because our friends here are in that very situation.
Oh.
So they might be able to shed some light on how they handle that. And, you know, maybe other people that are listening may be in the same boat where they're one person's thinking, oh, poly sounds great. And the other one's like, nope, not for me.
It should be good now. I had to plug in my phone.
Ah, it's back on!
There it is. Full force.
Like, all of a sudden, it was just complete quiet. I was like, okay. All right.
That was me earlier when he stopped mine, too. Wait, what? It stopped.
Wait, what? Exactly. Like, you get used to it, and you're really enjoying the vibrations.
Okay, focus, ladies.
Sorry.
You know, I know.
There's a major distraction down there. I know, normally, like, I'm talking and I'm not making sense, and I'm over here going, I'm making sense because I can barely get words out, so it's very minimal.
That literally made no sense.
Oh, wait, see, there we go.
It made perfect sense.
Thank you, Jen. You got it.
Love sense.
Yes.
Yes,
it's love sense. It's the love sense.
That goddess, that goddess talk that they're...
Yeah, see, you know, their heads just swelled up like 10 times from talking about, you know, them ruling the lifestyle.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
I mean if the crown fits, just saying.
My flogger's going to fit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, sideways off your ass.
That doesn't sound like that'll be super enjoyable.
I don't know. I think it might be enjoyable. So... Guys, tell us, how do you handle with one of you leaning poly and the other one is monogamous?
God, you can start.
We kind of just stay monogamous. I mean, if something were to happen, we would both have to be on board with the poly side of things, and it would have to happen very organically and natural for Jen to ever get on board with something like that.
So
it wouldn't be like Brian just goes out and gets a girlfriend one day.
Okay, so like you're saying, it would have to happen organically and Jen would have to be on board. Like, does that mean that Jen would also be poly, or just that she would be accepting of you being poly and perhaps like having a girlfriend?
It's hard for me to say at this point, because my mindset is not that of a poly person. So it's hard for me to say, you know, yes, I'll be okay if you just get a girlfriend or if we both have one. I mean, I would probably lean toward us both having one, if anything. But it would definitely be something that we would have to discuss at that point. But we're basically moving at the speed of the slowest, or, you know, common denominator at this point, which is me. I have that, you know, like he said, mindset with some occasional swinging, very occasional swing thrown in there. But,
right.
Okay. You know, it's something that if we find that right person, I'm open to discussing it and seeing how things might flow. And
so in your case, you're talking about like sharing a girlfriend.
That's probably what I would lean towards, because I love my lady time.
I don't blame
you. She has ladies more than me.
I feel that.
I mean, we like to have fun.
I like to have fun too.
Shit. I mean, I know. I'm just saying, like, we don't get to play with girls all the time. So when we get the chance, we're like, fuck yeah, we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We're men. We don't get to play with girls. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's not any different.
All right. Well, I feel like, all right. Well, I guess, I mean, in the lifestyle of swinging, like, the guys always end up, or should always be able to hook up with another girl. But I feel like,
have you met me?
I mean, I know. I'm just saying in general.
Okay. In general, that's how it's supposed to work.
Yes, in general, that's what I mean.
In real life.
In a perfect world, you know.
In a perfect world, yes.
Yeah, in the real world, most of us go home with our cock in our hands. That's how it happens. I mean,
or your designated pussy.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't count.
Oh, I mean, that's true. I mean, that's not the purpose when you're going out trying to meet others.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, we could have just stayed home and saved $80.
Like, I mean... Yeah, that's true.
Shit. But yeah, I mean, that was what we were looking for, you know.
Yeah, we were looking for a girlfriend for us to both share. I actually found it hard to have him date separate from me. So that's where, like, I feel like the ideal situation is to have a girlfriend that we would share. That doesn't always happen. But that's just how I feel. I handle things a little better that way.
Yeah, I mean, she does handle it better when we are all in a relationship together.
Mm-hmm. Like, I still have my moments where there's, like, jealousy. But it's not as bad as when, like, it's completely separate and I know absolutely nothing. I'm not a part of it. And, like, I can't sit there and, like, poke and prod about it. And I just kind of have to, like, be in the dark. Because
it's none of your goddamn business.
Yeah. So,
you know, and I just think that brings up a good point where you still have jealousy issues. And I think so many people, we are. We keep losing you.
Keeps cutting out. I thought it was just Facebook, but no, it's like the whole interwebs is fucking getting shut down.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. It's just like, no, Alabama cannot talk to up north. Not tonight.
Damn Southerners.
I'm gonna have so much editing to do on this.
I know.
I'm glad we're doing this on Friday, because it's gonna take me all weekend to edit this podcast.
It is gonna take you all weekend. Oh, there we go. Whew.
My hairphones.
Yeah.
My hairphones.
My earphones were like pressing up against my piercing in my ear, and it was starting to really hurt.
I'm good now.
Oh, I hate that. When I wear my headset.
See, I don't have to worry about that because I have no metal in me except for the titanium wires and pins that hold my chest together.
Well, I'm so sorry, but I have some accessories and they were not cooperating with our equipment.
Sounds like a you problem.
It probably is, but I got a lot going on right now. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
You don't know what's going on right now? You don't know? Yeah, that right there.
Uh-huh. I hear it.
Uh-huh. Jesus Lord. He's purposely doing it at her.
That's nothing.
Eric, can I send like an SOS?
Oh, God! Oh, man.
I mean, she's doing pretty good so far. Like, the towel's still dry, so.
Yes.
Let me check, Jen. It's a little moist.
It's a little moist.
Moist.
She used the word
trigger
moist.
Warning.
Just a little bit. I mean.
For anybody that doesn't like the word moist.
Moist.
I hate it.
Brian actually does not like the word it. Moist.
No. It's weird.
Yeah, that's like.
Moist.
I love fucking with people with that, though.
You do. And then you have to, like, say it in the way that you do just to make it worse. You're going to do it again. What? Oh, stop.
Moist.
Oh my god! Wow, you really just did that.
Sorry, Ryan.
It's all good.
I'm multitasking with two panels right now.
I just felt like our listeners needed to hear that.
Maybe they did.
We probably just lost 15. Out of our 35 that we might have.
That's a good possibility.
So
two forever listeners here, so.
Well, we appreciate you guys. Yes. More than you know. We really do enjoy talking to you guys every day and getting to know you better. Just sucks that, you know, you're way up in the land where the air hurts your face.
Down here, the air just suffocates you.
Well, you're a masochist, so.
I mean, that's probably why I like it.
Yeah. But
it's like melt your face off.
It is melt your face off down here.
Yeah, but I would rather it melt my face off than it like freeze my face off because I'm
with the winter. I hate it.
Yeah, dude. I cannot stand the winter.
Cold and hot. I can always pile things on, but I can only take so much off.
You make the house really, really fucking cold. And then you have blankets. And you lay the couch down with blankets, and then you cover yourself with blankets and wear hoodies and sweatpants.
There you go.
I figured it out. And then just remember, though, to change your clothes before you go outside, because otherwise you're going to go, why the hell did I wear all this? And then when you go back inside, you go, oh, yeah, that's right, because my house is like 70, but outside is like 90.
No.
Not here. I went outside in double long sleeves today because my house was so cold.
Oh my goodness.
And I got some lunch and I was out in my hooded sweatshirt with a long sleeve shirt underneath and I was dying.
I even made you buy me lunch.
Yes. You made me buy you lunch. That's you made sweet. Me. You took the crop to my ass and made me buy you lunch.
I'll go get that black stick.
The stick.
Get my the black stick. Stick.
The rubber
stick. I was just going to say, was this the rubber stick conversation?
Yeah, this was the rubber stick conversation that they were having. And they're back.
Yay.
I even turned my Wi-Fi off on my phone so we didn't suck it all up out of Jen's phone. But
yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, we never have a problem with our Wi-Fi here. Because we're like right in the city, so. We have good internet here.
And we're also on, like, the main grid, so.
That's electric. How? It's nothing to do with the internet.
Never mind, then.
Just sit there and get vibrated.
I am. I'm just sitting here getting vibrated.
So, back to the poly thing.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Now, Ryan, is that something that, like, you hope happens one day? I mean, like, not trying to push Jen or anything, but is...
I mean, I'm like I said, I'm open to it. It's not something I'm seeking out or trying to make happen at this point in my life.
What about the next point in your life?
maybe the next point, you know.
The next point.
You know, in like 5 minutes.
I was just curious because, like, I know, you know, when
it's hard to just say I'm going to jump into it tomorrow or a week or a year from now or.
Well, there really is no like, I'm going to do this now. I mean,
it's kind of like just like the cards are played right.
Yeah, it's situational. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like you have to meet that right person, mm-hmm. and things just have to fall into place. And then there's a lot of long, difficult discussions with your partner. You know. AKA Jen.
And it all goes back to communication. You know, it's something that should, in my opinion, be discussed every now and then just to kind of see where things are at and, you know, what we're hoping for with each other and things like that. And, you know, that's something that we are always doing. You know, we're always discussing our hopes and dreams, so to speak.
Right. I mean, and that's what a good couple should do.
Mm-hmm. The thing comes along one day and it changes my mind, but you know, that has to be seen.
You'd have to change my mind too.
True.
You'd have to change your mind?
Well, they would have to convince me that it's worth the effort.
Yeah, because Polly is fucking hard.
So imagine too.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Like, I think I've been in three poly relationships, mm-hmm. where both women, because Tink is crazy all the time.
We're just batshit crazy.
The other woman was fucking crazy, too. 3 times.
Yeah.
I see this pattern with women, and...
with women.
We're crazy.
Dude.
We're crazy in love.
No. Is that what you call it?
I don't know.
If that's love, I mean, I don't really want to know what hate is then.
I mean, yeah, it's called castration.
I think you guys secretly love our crazy.
I think you kind of get off on it, I'm not going to lie, because you're just kind of like, man, what kind of bitch am I going to deal with today? Is it Carly today, or am I dealing with Sally? Or is it Betsy, because she didn't have her coffee the first moment she woke up? So which is it?
I don't think I get off on it. I think I just picked a crazy I could deal with.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Damn. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because, like, what's your level of how much you could deal with?
Well, we've been together almost 9 years, so...
So that doesn't necessarily...
Pretty high.
Are you sure? Because that doesn't mean that I'm that crazy. It's been 9 years, almost.
You just haven't... Maybe you haven't pulled out all your crazy yet.
We've hit some funny times.
Well, yeah, everybody has. But, I mean, with some of our exes, like, they were fucking crazy, crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like that beat you got going on in your vagina right now.
It's a little bit like that. A little crazy going on down there.
Yeah, she's got, like, a symphony going on in her vagina.
Everything's vibrating right now. Just everything. The whole chair, I think, is vibrating.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Got out again.
And you're back.
Yay.
And we're back.
All right, so...
We're back from...
The poly thing could be, you know, in the near future for you guys, or it could be years and years never. Off. Mm-hmm. Or never.
Or never, yeah.
Okay.
That leaves it pretty open for anything that could occur, and, you know, whatever ends up fitting for that situation for that time.
That's what she said. Anyway.
But,
yep.
There we go.
Boom.
Sound effects.
I was waiting for
Got it.
Got
it.
The sound engineer's fucking being lazy. Should fire his ass.
I'm going to poke his ass later.
It's the fuck you are. Shit.
You need to borrow the rubber stick.
Make him fight!
That's what I think about that.
We're going to fight. We're going to duke it out.
Yeah.
Come on.
You
fun.
Are in no position to be...
No, not right now. I'm not in any position.
...wanting to fight me.
No, not right now.
Oh, all right. So, it's time for another episode of Social Media Bullshit. Whoop. So, today on Social Media Bullshit, we're going to talk about crybabies. What the fuck was that face?
It got really strong.
Oh my God. Let's talk about crybabies. Okay. So we're all in a group together, and there was a certain post yesterday of a single male crying because him and other single males, well, actually a lot of males, got no love on a game post, and they didn't get to send their dick pics to the women. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucking cringy to make a whole post about it.
Well, I agree on that because, like, one, there was one comment that I saw, and this is very true. When you're on a page that has more than 1,000 people in the group and they're all posting on one comment, things are going to get buried. You're not going to get seen. And by the time that you get through half of it, it refreshes and you're not going to get through to see everybody. That's just a technical thing. That's not even just
besides. I don't even think it's that. It's just women don't want to see random dudes' dicks.
No, I mean, if I'm going to go through and find anybody, it's going to be the ones that have, like, made the attempt to talk to me and that are showing that they've made interest at some point. Or I've met them in person and maybe I didn't get to see it and I'm kind of curious.
Right. I mean, and, like, that's completely understandable. You know, and I think the guys that did, you know, get participation from the ladies, mm-hmm, was because they put the time in to get to know them. You know, they see them out at events and everything. And, you know, I think that's the big key right there, is getting to know a woman before you're just like, I want you to think I'm hot so I can send you my penis.
I mean, people CLS tend to stick with who they're comfortable with. And, you know, and I think that has, could be for safety reasons. It could just be, that's kind of, you know, I don't necessarily think that means it's clicky, but if they don't know you, why would they randomly request a dick pic and have you possibly thinking that they're automatically interested now, or that this could lead to something more? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I agree with that fact. Like, if you were to like their post and then they go to send a picture, like, you don't want them to get misled to believe that you were interested in wanting to hook up. Like, so why would you go in like them if you don't want to confuse
them? I'm not going to request a picture from somebody that I personally wouldn't, you know, like to get to know better.
Right.
You know, or, I mean, I typically don't request dick pics in general just because I really want them.
But boobies and vaginas, a different story.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus these days.
Is boobies and vaginas are okay?
Yeah, like, even talking to other women, you know, like, say I'm talking to somebody and, you know, they know I'm with you, they have no problem if I send pictures, as long as, like, you're included. But they don't want to see pictures of just me.
Well, that's gay.
I mean, that's how it is these days. Like, chicks don't want to see guys.
I'm all about it.
I
want to see both. But...
Oh, okay. Let me take that back. Because if I looked like a gym rat, then I think it would be different. Mm. But most of...
I think the gym rat look is fading.
I think so, too.
It's like the dad bod thing seems way...
dad bobs are great.
Yeah, it's... Okay. Definitely more.
I have an opinion on that. I think the dad bod thing is definitely real, but it's for the long term. Like, the women like it. Yeah, like, the women want that to settle down with. But when it comes to, like, just eye candy, like, they want to look at a picture or a video, or a good majority of the women I've met in the lifestyle, when they're at a party or something, they want to go after that because it's not what they have at home. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think the gym rat guys aren't as popular as they used to be, but I think at a party or in a group online, they get the most love out of any guy, whether they participate or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can see that from the whole eye candy kind of aspect. I mean, with me personally, if you can make me laugh and carry on a conversation with me. I don't care if you have a, you know, perfect washboard abs or not. That's not, you know, necessarily what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a connection on a somewhat deeper level than that.
And like, I've definitely heard that, you know, from other women, but I've been in these groups for shit. I used to run a group with 15,000 members, and it's always that one guy or two guys that are built like Greek gods, and they'll have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of likes and reactions and comments from the same women that are like, I love dad bods. That don't post a fucking thing when a dad bod guy posts a picture. Like, they won't say a thing. They probably won't even like it.
I feel like you're right on that. Like, they'll definitely go out of their, maybe not out of their way, but they seek to make sure that the guy who's all fit and buff or whatever gets all the attention when they do post. And then the guys that are the dad bod that they say that's what they're into or what they want, they don't really actually show that.
And then those same women that ignore the dad bods are usually the ones that aren't like, you know, what society would call like a perfect 10. Right. Okay. And they'll get mad if, you know, one of the 10s posts a lot and gets all the attention.
Oh.
And their shit doesn't get that much attention. Then they throw a little hissy fit, you know, and there's some drama queens that just throw it way out of proportion and they'll leave the group and this and that, you know.
Well, first they have to announce that they're leaving.
No, yeah. I was going to say. Yeah. They're leaving.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone might miss them, they're leaving.
Because Facebook groups are fucking airports. You know, you got to announce your departure because nobody fucking cares.
I love the ones that say, I'm leaving. Can the admin kick me out, please?
Yeah, because they haven't figured out how Facebook works. You know, it's the same people that their shit gets reported or like they get a ban and they're like, somebody in here reported my picture. And it's like, no, motherfucker. Facebook has had bots that scroll through groups for like 5 years now. Like, yeah. Where the fuck have you been? That is the things that really gets under my skin is when people don't know how Facebook works. It's been around for like 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
I think it just comes down to they do it for the attention, regardless of how they're going about it.
Well, like that individual yesterday, he was obviously a single male that probably does not know how to talk to couples, other singles. Mm-hmm. Finds it very, very hard. And he threw a hissy fit.
Which is super sad because he's not a bad looking guy.
And the thing is wasn't there multiple comments that even said, all you have to do is just get out there and just talk. Just send comments. Obviously, don't jump in anybody's DMs because we all don't like that, especially us ladies. But go out there and actually make yourself known in the group that you exist, because again, there's like thousands of us in there, and interact so that people get to know who you are and what you're looking for.
Well, I think a lot of single males in the lifestyle, actually lifestyles, I'm talking swing and kink, they think because they're good looking and they have no issues in a vanilla setting, picking up, you know, chicks at the bar or whatever, they think they're going to come into these groups and women are going to be throwing themselves at them because they're all a bunch of whores, you know.
Which is not the case at all.
Because they know nothing about the lifestyles.
Right.
They heard from somebody that, oh yeah, you know, there's swingers out there that want to fuck up random guys. And, you know, and they're like, hey, that's me.
I'm a random
guy with a dick.
I'll stand here and just let them jump on me.
I'm going to be swimming in vagina.
Are hilarious. You're just going to walk giant orgy as soon as you open the door.
I used to tell people all the time, people would ask, like my vanilla friends would ask me, so what's it like? I was like, dude, the minute you walk in, it's straight on fuck fest. If you're not fucking, you gotta leave.
You're just like, close off, jump just like, in the pile.
And... Yeah, like, how do you do that? I was just like, dude, Viagra, man.
Come prepared. You're going all night.
Hey, I will say, if you are a guy in this lifestyle, I don't care how old you are, if you're not carrying around a couple Viagras with you, what the fuck are you doing with your life? I mean, like,
facts, facts.
All I know is if you want to fuck for more than an hour, you're going to need one of those. And goddamn, it takes forever. And you're like, you still haven't come yet. And you're like, no. I'm like, what do you mean? I can't come anymore. You need to do something. Please come because I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Yeah. I mean, and actually, I just saw a TikTok from a swinger chick.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was at Sexy Swinger Chick Talks.
Okay.
I think is her name.
Okay.
And she did a whole thing on the Viagra stuff and, like, enhancement pills.
Oh, interesting.
Because, you know, I'm sure, Ryan, like, you've been there. Like, you get in a situation and you're like, I'm into it, yeah. But what the fuck? Why is it not working? You know?
Yeah,
and,
no, definitely.
I mean, it happens to all of us. I mean, mm-hmm. We're young, you know, compared to a lot of people in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mental, you know? Like, for whatever reason, your brain is not connecting to your dick for once. Like,
it's it's like, it just does not work. Want to work.
Yeah. But then, you know, like I found just having the pills on me helps.
Like you mentally are yeah. Like, I know I'm good. And if not, I got back up.
Right. You know, cause I don't have to be stressed in the back of my mind
mm-hmm. of like, what, like, if?
Oh man, you know, if I finally get to do something with so-and-so, like, mm-hmm. what if my shit don't work? So then you're automatically thinking about it, and you're like, oh, man, it ain't gonna work.
I'll see then.
Yeah, so you should definitely have it. Yeah, well, sometimes that doesn't even work. Like,
Yeah, I've been there, too.
Although for me, okay, for me, when I get in my head that bad where, you know, even having Tink, you know, blow me or something, and it's still not getting hard. And I get in my head that bad. It's usually only because we're doing something with somebody that is, like, huge.
Oh, where you have the whole dick difference.
Yeah, like,
if the guy's got a foot long, you're like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
For me, that's like, wow, you know. And I know, you know, it shouldn't be a thing, but it's a thing for me. So in that instance, I just have to, like, walk away. And
yeah, once I get in my head that bad, it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, you can't recover from it?
No, because unfortunately, we don't just have a hole.
Hey, that's we not always a blessing.
We have a thing that, like, has to grow
Boy.
And stay hard. And it's very hard being a man, okay?
I'm so sorry.
You made him cry.
I did. I'm so mean.
Talk about crybabies and what made him cry.
Oh, right. My God.
Good fucking job.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. You're going to make me feel really bad over here.
Good. You should feel bad, you whore. No. But yeah, so crying on social media is not a good look.
No.
Like, no matter what it's for. I mean, like, there's so many different ways that could have been handled.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have even said anything. That would have just been me.
I wouldn't have either. But if the guy really wanted to, you know, figure out what's going on, mm-hmm. he could have said, hey, guys, I'm kind of new to the group, and I'd like to be able to participate in these games. What's the best?
You want to see my dick?
I wouldn't go that way.
Yes,
because,
Ryan, I do.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean,
hey, that way it was a lot, you know, it was a lot more straightforward.
This is true.
Right. But I mean, we've all been new in a group.
You when people do that, I feel like it just puts a big red flag on your head and steers people away.
It definitely does. But that's why I'm saying that he could have handled it differently. Like, he could have said, hey, I want to be able to participate in these games without being creepy. You know, what's the best way to get the attention of some of the lovely ladies in this group? You know, that would have been like, he'd have 500 hearts just on that post, you know,
yeah.
Because he wasn't being a dick. He wasn't being a crybaby. He would just be asking for help on learning the best ways to go about things, you know, and actually getting the answers from the women themselves instead of saying, you ladies suck. You didn't put a heart on my picture.
Now I can't send a dicky doo to you.
Now you can't see my 3-millimeter Peter. That's probably not funny. He probably has like a foot long dick. But, I mean, either way, there's better ways to go about that. Great. And speaking of social media, we made a TikTok for the podcast.
We did. Well, actually, you did.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we actually have to start making TikToks for that.
Yeah. We have to figure out what's going to work best for that
But we, let me see.
I'm over here eye twitching.
Yeah. So for the people.
Say something. I'm over here watching the screen.
For the people that want to follow us on TikTok, our new TikTok is at KSENM and Kink Podcast. So abbreviate the kitchen sink and the rest is all the same. And hopefully we'll be getting some videos up there because
maybe
this
we can
is
try working on that this weekend. Like
hilarious. You know, especially
as he's like, let me take a video.
Yeah,
I'm recording. As my hoo-ha is vibrating.
Yeah,
as my hoo-ha is vibrating. I can talk, sort of, kind of, with like spices in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it's doing right now.
It's like Morse code.
Beep, it is beep, like beep, a Morse beep, code.
Beep, beep, beep.
I've got
beep.
Morse code going on in my hoo-ha. Oh, man. And then, like, it'll, like, go off in a wave. Like, it's still there. And all of a sudden, it's like, four. And I'm like, good.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Ting, tang, wada, wada, bing, bang.
No. Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
All right. So, our last and final topic of the night is going to be kink.
Ooh.
Yes.
My favorite.
Golf clap for the tink.
I fucking hate golf.
So we're all swingers and we're all into BDSM. So what do you guys do when it comes to swinging and your dynamic in the BDSM lifestyle? Like what's okay, what's not okay? You know, what rules do you have for that?
I mean, thankfully a lot of our friends are also into the kink scene, so you know, it's
we also have friends that all we do is like BDSM impact play on, and that's it. Like there's never been anything else, like minor kissing, but it's always been just straight, all right, you bend over, I'm gonna whack your ass now.
So it's basically just like topping.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, just straight impact.
Okay, so now what if you met another couple in the swing lifestyle that, you know, is also in a BDSM dynamic, like how would you go about setting up like the rules for a play in that situation? I mean, because obviously if you're in a DS relationship with your partner and the other couple's in a DS relationship with your partner, do you just keep it vanilla or do you allow like certain things from the kink lifestyle to be okay in that placing?
I mean, I think it's relational. Again, communication is key. I know I've been saying that all, but it's such an important part in every interaction in the LF is communicating, you know, what this other couple is okay with and, you know, what we're okay with. You know, I'm a little hesitant about who I let whack my ass. You know, you gotta be disgusting.
How did you whack. Say that?
Whack.
Whack. What? Say what?
Whip.
Whip. You gotta be very trusting in that sort of a scenario. So, we don't usually do people that we aren't very close with, you know, haven't people that we haven't really gotten to know very well. You know, that's I think that's kind of the wiser thing to do,
right,
in that sort of a situation, because, you know, that leaves the door open for people to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, for us, like basically we have to know the people that we're playing with like really well. Yeah. In order to
whack
to anything, you know, kink related.
Yeah,
because
we're the same way, even when it comes to the swings of things.
Yeah, it's Well, us too. Like we've said on this podcast, you know, 1,000 times, we only play with people we're really good friends with. Mm-hmm. We had that one exception at Paradise.
Yeah.
With that new couple.
And that was a like major fluke and that never normally would work out. And it was one of those things where like it just did, which was perfect.
Yeah. So, but other than that, everyone we've ever played with have been like some of our best friends.
Yeah.
Now we've had one person in that was another dominant. Mm-hmm. But he never really like tried to assert any type of dominance. It was more like he would be real sensual.
Yeah, I was just going to say sensual. That's the way that he did his showing of dominance. And it wasn't even like major like pinpoint of, oh yeah, he's being dominant. It was just like he would do things that were, you know, more touchy, feely, feel good kind of sensations.
Yeah. So like we haven't really had that issue too much. But like there's been random ones that have seen us doing a scene or something and, you know, like they want to come in and be your dom, like uh-huh. they don't even fucking know you. And like that's the kind of shit that we want to avoid.
Yeah.
I hate the ones that come in and touch your sub in the middle of a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's okay to smack, whack, touch, yeah. and they have no prior engagement at all. That's happened quite a few times.
Yeah, I mean,
it comes from people who don't know, they don't understand that that's not something that you just run into and start doing. I mean, it's like that in swing also, but I mean, especially during any sort of a kink scene.
Oh, it's unless not very smart to piss somebody off with a whip.
Invited.
No, definitely not. So,
no, for sure. I mean,
not.
And I don't think we've ever had anybody come up and actually, like, touch you.
No, but they've gotten close where, like, we've had friends that are close yeah. with us that had to, like, separate them and say, hey, no, like, this is their scene. You can't be involved.
Yeah, and I think if anybody ever would have, like, I probably would have gotten violent.
I think so.
Because I was already in that mindset, you know, because I'm a sadist. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in that zone, like...
Why are you smiling at me?
It feels really good.
R2.
Oh, I am.
They're both smiling. Apparently. Damn, Ryan's got the magic fingers with that thing.
I don't know what he's got. Literally has to have like a switchboard, like just going back and forth, like a DJ or something.
I mean, it does kind of look like that. He's got a song playing in his head right now.
Oh my God, I know.
That's what he's doing.
I'm very much aware.
He's like spinning on his
yeah.
his phone. He's like, wicka, 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 come now.
It's getting close, that's for damn sure. Burr, 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 burr,
burr. Oh no, don't even start that.
The reggae horn. Yeah.
It's the next sound effect you need.
Oh my God, you should totally do it.
I'm getting it just for Ryan.
You thank you.
So every time, like
Ryan talks,
it's a safe sound.
Yeah, every time I make a point in the show, I'm just gonna be like, bah, 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 bah. Ryan's gonna be like, "Fuck this show! I ain't listening to that bullshit anymore." all right, so basically, nothing is really off limits if you really, really know and trust the people, and you know you've discussed. What's okay, what's not okay. Mm-hmm. Like for us, really the only thing would be like no special pet names that we use for each other.
Yeah, like daddy and sir, we're just for you.
Yeah, I mean, like unless it's like a long-term partner that I've agreed to kind of let co-dom you.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, there's really not much I would say is off limits if we really knew and trusted the person.
Same. And I think there's a lot that we're willing to try and learn, and so much in the kink world. And, you know, we've only really scratched the surface, I would say, of what we're, you know, learning about and what.
All right. So, I mean, that pretty much, I think that was a pretty good show. And I think to close it out, Ryan, you need to make these girls come because we need to get that on.
Well, Jen, I think I already did.
I didn't.
She said, she's like, motherfucker, I didn't. Let me stop you right there, sir. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of upset. Nobody sent in audio clips from the last show.
Which is crazy that they didn't.
I wanted audio clips of people coming, and then we were going to judge them.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want, I can walk around Paradise tomorrow and
like it's just take
recording for you.
I mean, you should get a consent slip first, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Consent first and foremost.
You should totally be our guy on the street.
Yes.
Oh, our I can do that. Guy.
And like ask random questions and stuff for the podcast and then like get recordings like that for us.
Oh, I could do that.
That would be awesome.
That would be fucking sweet. I think you should move your panties to the side so we can actually see what's going on there.
I might have to move the microphone. I don't want
I can't see anything. Jen's phone's all black.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, you turned the video off.
Yeah. I turned it off before because it was cutting out, and I was like, shit, well, maybe it's my video, but I don't think it was that because it kept cutting out even more.
Yeah, I'm just going to Paradise tomorrow, Jen. Are you going or what?
I don't know yet.
She doesn't know yet.
I don't know yet.
A bunch of her friends with the SP tonight.
Fuck.
I think you got her there.
Holy fuck.
That was a weak one.
But it finally happens. Oh, he's like, I'm not done.
You should put the microphone like right up against it. That's what the inside of her vagina sounds like right now.
There's a lot of vibration going on.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad it works though.
So are you gonna come again or what?
I might. Oh, it almost came out. I got beeping going on.
It almost sounds like a buzzsaw, the vibrations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drag.
So I kind of need some cereal.
Do you want grilled cheese?
Cereal! I said, oh, apparently if you just stand up.
No, you gotta hold it.
Thought you were.
I didn't do it.
Oh, just a little bit. Maybe a lot of it. Oh.
You know, can you imagine if they would have had this shit when we were in high school?
Fuck, dude. I'd never leave the house.
You know the teachers would be where to be able to hack them and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to come.
It's too late.
Hey, cat, stop. How do you go from vibrating orgasm to I need some fucking cereal?
That was the best.
I don't know, but
that's Jen. If it, in the middle of the scene, Jen just like, fuck it, I need some cereal.
I need to eat.
I ate lunch today, and that was it.
Well, that's not enough.
I seriously think that that sound clip is going to be part of the new intro.
Oh, fuck, I need some cereal.
Fuck it, I need some cereal.
Because if that doesn't sum up the kitchen sink, I don't know what does.
Oh, fuck.
She's like giggling as she's coming. All right, man. Thank you very much.
No problem.
That's going to be a great show once I edit it all together. It will.
I'm sorry you have so much editing to do.
Hey, it is what it is. It was totally worth it, though.
I was just going to say, that was totally worth it. It's all good.
This is probably going to be, like, the best show that we've had so far.
Yes. Thank you guys for being able to get on here with us.
And
no problem.
Thanks for having us on.
All right. Sounds good, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Sweet dreams.
I'm going to leave it in just to see if he's still playing with it.
You are such a slut. But that's our show. Tune in next week and we'll see what other trouble we can get into. If you want to email us, that's at thekitchensink@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, The Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast, and on TikTok, as we said before, KS E&M and Kink Podcast. We're out of here.